Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1971, attempting to outdo NASA's Mariner 8, which was destroyed in a launch failure hours before, the Soviet Union went ahead with the launch of one of its Mars 71 probes, which also failed. A problem with its launch vehicle put the Mars 71 probe into a looping orbit that brought it back into Earth's atmosphere, where it burned up 2 days later. In 1975, Sony rolled out the first Betamax video cassette recorder in Japan. It had a head start of over a year on the VHS videotape format, but Betamax would continually lose market share to VHS until the plug was pulled in 1988.
Ever want to watch two things that are on at the same time? Well, now you can, because Sony's revolutionary Betamax deck, which hooks up to any TV set, can actually videotape something off one channel while you're watching another channel. With Sony's Betamax, you won't miss a thing.
Born on this day in 1969, science fiction writer John Scalzi. On this day in 1990, actress Susan Oliver died. She co-starred in the original Star Trek pilot, The Cage.
Why are you here?
To please you.
Are you real?
As real as you wish.
Oh, no. No, that's not any answer. I've never met you before. I never even imagined you.
Perhaps they made me out of dreams you've forgotten.
But and dressed you in the same metal fabric they wear?
Well, I have to wear something, don't I? Or I can wear whatever you wish.
Shel Silverstein died in 1999, and fantasy artist Frank Frazetta died today in 2010. On this day in 1962, Marvel Comics first published The Incredible Hulk. In 1975, the Cybermen made their last appearance until the early 80s.
Excellent. Then the plan will be executed.
Yes, leader.
Order the bombs to be transferred to the beacon. The alternative plan will work. When the beacon crashes into Voga, we shall be watching from a safe distance. But you will have a much closer view.
Part 4 of the Doctor Who story Revenge of the Cybermen was the last that anyone would see of the metallic menaces until 1982. Their last appearance before this had been in 1969. And on this day in 1982, Duran Duran released the album Rio. And in 1995, Captain Sheridan stood toe-to-toe with the man who embodied his mortal enemy aboard Babylon 5.
How many days did it take to get there?
3, I think.
It's a 5-day jump to the Vegas system. What was the doctor's name? What was the ID number of the transport? What was the name of her captain? What happened to the Icarus?
I told you, I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, you damn well better start remembering, mister, because by God, by the time I am done with you, you will wish you had died on the Icarus.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.